Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Yeah, we're live. Our annual Toys for Tots live broadcast, the final hour here from Bach Maserati, and lots to talk about. I got a request to share a photo of the knife that Kayla Cummings from Naked and Afraid made for Ernie. So I just did that on my Twitter feed.
Yeah.
And you can, you can follow me on Twitter at Greg Hill WAAF to follow me on Twitter, and you can see that knife. I want to thank everybody who's here this morning, but I want to thank MDC and Sons Corporation because they just arrived and delivered a giant truck and a trailer full of toys.
And they apologized this morning that they couldn't bring their pickup truck full of toys. They brought the trailer full of toys.
I mean, that is the way it goes every year. And I see the Norwood Fire Department is here. Can we have a round of applause for them? Norwood Fire, they just delivered a whole bunch of toys. They're doing it right now, bringing in bags and bags of toys for the Marines.
Those fire engines clean, don't they?
Yes, look at that. Yes, they do. And speaking of that, did you just tell me that a vehicle just arrived that caught on fire?
A vehicle just arrived, a Maserati, with bullet holes and fire damage.
Bullet holes and fire damage.
Bullet holes and fire damage.
I'll take it. Yeah. How much? What are we?
I have no idea. Just pulled in. We have to do the investigation.
Do you see a lot of those come into Bach Toyota? It just seems to make sense that it's a Maserati with the bullet holes.
It's like a James Bond thing or something,
or
like
a Tony Montana situation.
Bullet holes.
The cool thing is you take the bullets out and you make like a little picture thing, a display.
Merry Christmas. Yeah. Remember that time your car got shot up on the expressway? Memories.
So does somebody just shows up and says, "Hey, I don't need an oil change, but I have bullet holes, and somebody Ray Donovan'd my car this morning in East Boston." Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, interesting. We're working on that in the right now in service. And we'll see if we can get it back on the road.
It'll be done.
It'll be done today and back on the road.
And we hope everybody's okay.
So, yes. I think what has been very impressive. Well, Can Man is here in the elf costume, or half of the elf costume. Do you want to let Can say hello? Because I think he took the commuter rail. Andy, well, we're not going to do this right now, but hang on. But you, ladies and gentlemen, longtime listener, Michael P. Mahone, the Can Man.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
And, of course, in the elf costume.
True.
You are one of Santa's, I was going to say Santa's little helpers, but
that's
correct,
because I was a little late that time because of the schedule, because of the commuter rail, but we're running 15 minutes late on schedule.
Now, you took the commuter rail
from West Natick to Back Bay, from Back Bay to Norwood Central, so I knew how to get there very easily.
And you brought your bike on the commuter rail.
That's correct.
And then you biked over here, which is fantastic. And you told me that you went out and bought some toys that
I donated some toys. Safety toys.
One is the
bowling pins with the air balloon bowling pins, and the other one is a stuffed up doll.
A stuff up
teddy bear.
And where did you go and get that?
CVS Pharmacy.
Oh, all right. Well, listen. How about a round of applause for
Can
Man?
And also, when we have time, we want to see Frankie McDonald. We want to get him on the show before the end of the new year comes for upcoming 2019 season. I'm looking forward to see Frankie McDonald interviews Greg Hill.
Yeah, you want to have the Canadian weatherman on.
Right? Yes, he is. I have his number.
Now listen, what is your issue? From time to time, I notice online that you have an issue with the WAAF boneheads.
Yes, it is.
Who are the WAAF?
Right. What happens. Some idiot from Wellesley, the WAAF boneheads, to try to ruin my life and my reputation with the WAAF boneheads. There's plenty of paparazzis who using it as a cell phone out to get me. And this is personal.
Yeah.
When the next time I use my cop can in the future year for 2019 during the Mahone's cross country tour, you will get caught. You will be arrested for invasion of privacy.
Right.
It's plain and simple.
Will. Yeah, no photos.
I got your back on that.
Thank you, LB. Appreciate it.
Okay, all right. There you go. There's Michael P. Mahone, the littlest elf.
The Can Man.
Yeah, the Can Man. the bicycling elf. That is his thing. Now, I am told one of the most popular things during this broadcast this year has been the voice of Natalie Jolly. She has the voice of an angel. And I am told that she would do one more Christmas song if we asked her nicely.
Ooh.
Natalie, please do one more Christmas song.
Please.
For those who were not listening earlier, Natalie is on her way to fame and fortune. She is from here. Natalie, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Wakefield, Mass.
In Wakefield.
Oh, excellent.
Oh, nice.
And you can check Natalie out on Instagram, Natalie Jolly, J-O-L-Y. And she is on, would you ever do like a show like The Voice or any of that?
No.
You wouldn't?
No.
Right
no?
on.
Why?
Yeah.
Don't get me going.
Yeah. Why do you say why do you hate?
Because those shows are so fake.
Yeah,
they are.
Yeah.
They're totally.
Yeah, but national exposure.
But still,
that's like Survivor.
How many of those guys? I mean, how many of those people from all those shows?
No, here's
have
the thing.
Really
it started off good.
Yeah.
Like American Idol was good. People were getting legitimate deals, and they were actually making it off the show.
Like Clay
Name
Aiken.
Name one person that you know that made it off The Voice.
Nobody's made it off The Voice.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're probably.
Why would
right.
I go on it if right. no one's
right.
made it?
Yeah.
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 Do it for real.
Disaster.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
Zero
well,
success stories is not really not, appealing.
No, it's. I agree with you. I think you're right about that. So before, and you have a new song coming out.
I do.
An original.
Yes.
When is that coming out?
To be determined.
Okay.
But within the next month.
Within the next month. Okay.
Yeah. We actually filmed the music video for it at Subaru headquarters.
You did?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Was Ernie behind his desk with his pants off? Or what was
Ernie
it?
Actually.
No. Is that the warehouse?
Wow.
It's actually
Christmas.
Very cool.
I bet it is.
It is. It's very
it.
Cool. Looks really industrial. It's cool.
Are you in it?
No.
You know, okay.
He actually walked behind the band playing in one of the shots, so he is in it.
All right, good.
It's a good tune, though.
It's good.
Yeah, I didn't get a call.
Yeah. So you were going to do one more Christmas song.
Yeah, and I didn't rehearse this one at all.
That's
so
okay.
You're just kind of making me do this.
That's yeah.
So if it sounds bad, it's on you.
Okay, it's on me. Okay. All right. So our annual Toys for Tots broadcast at Bach Maserati, and one more Christmas song from Natalie Jolly.
All right, let's do it. Thank you.
Yeah. The voice of an angel. I have the title of your Christmas album when you get famous and it comes out.
What?
Let's Be Jolly with a J-O-L-Y.
Yeah.
You're welcome. All right.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. All right.
I mean, that wasn't that original of you.
No,
but
no.
I know.
Nothing I do is original.
I may have heard that once before.
Yes, I'm sure you have. All right. Well, are you doing any gigs or anything around?
Yeah, my band is playing at Brighton Music Hall on January 19th.
Nice.
Saturday nights. So everyone come. It's gonna. Kick ass. My
oh, that's a great
ass.
Room, man. Yeah, that's a great room.
Yeah, it's awesome. We played it this July, so Marty kind of used to it, and it was awesome. So you guys should come. This is going to be a good show.
All right, good. Can we have a round of applause for Natalie?
Thank you guys so much.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
All right. Just great, great voice. On to fame and
Fantastic
fortune.
Voice.
On to fame and fortune. All right, it is 9:13. Here's a text which says, Natalie has put me in such a much better mood today. It'll be ruined soon when you have to fight for a space at the shopping mall.
Yes.
Or somebody, the cat ruins the Christmas tree or something like that. But for right now, you're in a great mood. We are going to get to LB and today's sports.
And now, LB.
You clearly don't understand the employer-employee relationship.
I guess I'm starting to, and I don't like it.
With a WAAF Sports Minute.
Speaking of fame and fortune, this Sports Minute by LB is brought to you by Dr. Matthew Lepresti, Dr. Robert Leonard, the hair doctors of yours truly, Rob Ninkovich, Wes Welker, and many, many other men and women. Call 1-800-GET-HAIR if you have any kind of hair issues.
This is the game. Shotgun snap. Rivers rolls to the right, throws to the end zone. Caught! It's good! It's good! Mike Williams with the grab! Chargers lead 29-28. Still 4 seconds left in this game. There was no one. The closest chief was in Kansas City, Kansas.
That guy was excited. That would be the Chargers call on the game. Chargers gas piped the Chiefs with the two-pointer late, and they beat KC. Mike Williams was the hero. Both teams are now 11-3. Our Patriots are in Pittsburgh Sunday to kick Ben Roethlisberger's ass. It's a 4:25 kickoff, TB12.
You know, this is a tough game. They got a great offense. I mean, Ben is as good as there ever has played, solid on defense. So we've got to be able to execute, take advantage of our opportunities, and not, you know, give away any points. They're still as dangerous as any team in the league. They can beat anybody at any time. And if they play well, they're tough to beat. And look, if we play well, we're tough to beat. And that's why it's going to be a great football game.
Well, I mean, with that Chiefs loss, the Patriots have got to win this game on Sunday. And you already have the head-to-head one. So theoretically, the Patriots still... They still have the opportunity to have home field throughout.
You bet.
Like if the Chiefs, not likely that the Chiefs would lose out or what have you, but it's exciting.
Well,
it's,
and another positive, Ben Roethlisberger is banged up. He's got either a cracked rib or a broken rib, and playing quarterback with rib injuries is a tough task, especially if you're taking on Tom Brady. My Bruins have the Penguins in Pittsburgh tonight. I don't know if they call it the Igloo anymore. It's probably got some corporate name. The Red Sox are on tour with the World Series trophy this weekend. If you want to get a picture with the trophy, they're going to be in Roxbury, Jamaica Plain, Dot, and Hyde Park, as well as Mattapan. So that's cool stuff for the kids. The 40-plus bowl season kicks off tomorrow with 5 bowl games. Arizona State, Fresno State. You got Middle Tennessee, Appalachian State, Utah, North Texas, Tulane, Louisiana, Georgia Southern, Eastern Michigan, BC, Boise State. That tilt is December 26th. I'm LB. Merry Christmas, everybody. Thanks for coming out, you guys. You rock. Ernie, thanks for hosting the Sports Minute.
You're welcome.
Time now for the news, and the news is brought to you this hour by...
Cars for Kids, the easy way to donate your car. Donate today, and your car can be picked up tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.com or 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Brought to you also by Spot Hero. Finally, here's a way you can save time parking. Simply download the free Spot Hero app and reserve the closest spot to your destination in advance. You'll save time and get everywhere much easier. Take $10 off your first spot with promo code WHEEL. That's promo code WHEEL. In Arapahoe County, Colorado, a naked and possibly drunk driver crashed into a condo building earlier this week. Happened at 2:28 a.m. And Greg, as we know from your mom, the OG Mrs. Hill, nothing good ever happens after 11 p.m.
Yeah.
And ironically, this happened on East Florida Avenue. So there's still an element of Florida, not like the rest of us, even though it's Colorado. A couple of people were transported to the hospital with minor injuries. The driver hit some ground-level apartments, so they'll have to stabilize the building before the residents can go back in.
Do we know why the driver was naked? The passengers were not naked, but the driver was naked.
I haven't seen any clarification on that yet. Yeah. We can hear from Eric Hurst, who is the local fire rescue spokesperson.
The technical rescue team from South Metro went in and stabilized the building to the best of their ability before the tow truck got here. So that way, when the vehicle is removed, there's already something in place to hold up the ceiling and some of those structural members in case the damage is significant.
You see a lot of partially naked people on Live PD. Mm. I don't know. Do you watch?
I have seen that.
It's a pretty good show.
It's a cool show, yeah.
Yeah, it's a pretty good show. But all right. Well, glad everybody is okay, and hopefully they found that that individual some pants.
Yes. In Framingham, we're having a problem locally with beaver dams. The city has gone so far as to call it a public safety emergency. They're actually trapping and euthanizing the beavers.
Yes. How do you feel about this? I bet you're very upset.
I'm not psyched about the euthanasia. I wish that they could do a relocation thing with them.
Exactly.
You know, but the dams are causing flooding and whatnot. So they're, you know, of course, it's cold out, freezing temperatures. So it's leading to some icy road conditions in areas in Framingham.
Well, it's a big, huge debate over there. Because they are euthanizing the beavers.
Shooting for being beavers.
Is that what they're doing?
What's that?
Shooting them in the head?
I don't know how they do it.
That's usually how they do stuff like that.
But I don't know. What do you think? Is safety of a human more important than the life of a beaver?
I would say yes. Yeah, I would agree with Ernie. I'd say yes.
You would say yes.
Yeah, it's about relocation.
Can we find some place to put it?
Yeah, trank it. Take it to a river in New Hampshire or lake in New Hampshire. You're good to go.
Right. That's what they say about you on Saturdays.
Yeah. Oh.
I mean, is it possible that they can't? I mean, they must not be able to relocate them. I don't know, there's a whole thing
with being able to relocate wildlife because of federal statutes. So I don't know if it's because of that. I wish they didn't have to. It's like, you know, shark bites a surfer. Let's kill the shark for being a shark.
Like, it's like anything cost effective. A bullet costs 17 cents.
They're not
cents.
In danger. There's no beaver population that's in danger. There's plenty of beaver everywhere.
Yes, there is.
Can you use that next month, Shu, in the intro? Yeah.
What time is that?
Yeah. Okay. 9:20.
I would assume that if you are to purchase a Ferrari here, you would encounter lots of beaver.
Yes. You could just shave the beaver, and it would be easier to handle.
That is Ernie, everybody.
That's good. I'm going home. We're done here today.
That's Ernie.
Yeah, I don't think we need anything else for the next couple months.
That's Ernie.
Kids on fire.
There's an irrational fear in the news in Vermont, Greg. Bobcat attack.
Uh-oh.
Yep. Three individuals were scratched and bitten by a bobcat this week. They did wind up putting the animal down. That's Vermont Fish and Wildlife. One person bitten and scratched. 90 minutes later, another attack right down the road. I guess the bobcat was hiding under a vehicle. And when the game warden came across the bobcat, the cat lunged at him, so he had to kill it, shoot it, and kill it with his service weapon. And Kyle Isherwood is his name.
It was an unprovoked attack. I've spent lots of time in the woods, and I've never been charged by a bobcat before, so that was a first.
So yeah, bobcat no more. But everyone is safe.
It's like we did the story about the family that locked themselves in their bedroom because their house cat was attacking them. I'm like, it's a cat. Grab it by the back of the neck and throw it outside. Bobcats are 35 pounds. Just kick it.
All right, thanks, Crocodile Dundee.
I mean, so surely you're not saying that you have wrestled a bobcat.
I have come in space with a bobcat, and I'm not afraid of a bobcat.
Was it attacking you? I mean, this one was attacking the guy.
Yeah, but so what? Punch it and grab it and throw it away.
Most people are not going to do that, LB.
I understand. And those are the same people that lock themselves in their bedroom because their house cat is losing its mind.
It was a feral cat, LB.
I know.
Got into the
feral
house.
Cats are so vicious.
They are.
Oh, please.
I've lost one in my house before. It was a bloodbath.
All right, what else is happening news-wise, Danielle?
Let me take a look here and see what else we have going on for a second.
The annual list is out of the passwords for 2018 that one should not still be using. And would you like to guess what is at the top of the list again this year?
1234 or 000?
1234 5. There are still a lot of people who are apparently using that as a password. How have they not?
Aren't there any family members' names?
Why I think people do it? Because they assume that it's so obvious that no one would ever guess it. They're like, no one would ever think I'm going to use password as my password.
Exactly. That's why I use 1397.
We wonder why there's so much identity theft.
Let's see here. I gotta see who's on the phone. It looks like it is Dan who is on the phone this morning. Hello, Dan.
Hello.
What's up?
I was trying to add to your beaver conversation. We had the I'm in Southwick, Mass. We actually had a beaver overflow about a year or two ago. A whole section of town, they actually had to close down some of the roads because they were flooding. And we had some fights at town hall.
Serious issue with the beaver overflow. It's a real So you had to shut roads down because of it?
Yeah, I believe that they're actually still shut down now because we had one group that was fighting because they didn't want to euthanize the beavers, and another group fighting to save them. And we were eventually told from the wildlife people that something about beavers actually I don't know if it's depression or what they have, but if you try to relocate them to a new home, you know, they're going to die anyway. So they said that the euthanization was actually more, I don't know, what's the word? Nice?
You mean, yeah.
So the beaver suffers from depression and anxiety when it has to move. And so that's okay.
So probably the experts know better than us, and that's pretty much what we're told. So our beavers are still alive and well here, and roads are still shut down, and I guess good luck to the other town, because I don't know a solution to this.
And that is, did you say that's Western Mass? Where is that?
Well, we're in Southbridge, Mass. It's southwest of Worcester.
Well, see, there you go. All right, thank you, Dan.
Beavers are workers, man.
Yeah, but it turns out
they accomplish a ton. They'll topple a 100-foot pine like nobody's business.
Well, that guy is saying that it's actually more humane to euthanize them than to move them
and to set them through a spiral of depression.
Yeah, right.
Depressed beaver. Nobody wants that.
Right, especially especially this time of year. A lot of people they get depressed at this time of year. We don't want the beavers to be depressed.
No, we don't.
All right. If you would like to be on this morning, you could call on the Framingham Ford studio line. Did anybody figure out what the number was? Oh, 617. I forgot the number this morning because we have the new studio and the new phone number. Yeah.
Nice digs, by the way.
You like the new studio?
Beautiful studio.
Yeah, it's nice, right? 617-764-9223. That's the number. Or you can text your comment to the text line, which is 97107. And Santa Bach is with us for our annual Toys for Tots broadcast here at Bach Maserati on the Auto Mile Route 1 in Norwood. Coming up, we'll get Santa Bach to go over to the Bach Christmas tree and to pull some cash off and to pull off the final remaining pair of passes to go to his exclusive Stone Temple Pilots acoustic performance tonight.
So. And Kiss tickets.
Oh, yeah, and Kiss tickets for the final Kiss show ever.
The final.
That's right. All right, we'll be right back. Well, it is a holiday tradition for this show. I'm guessing Ernie Bach guessed earlier that 15 years... You and I have been doing a Toys for Tots broadcast, but we're at Bach Maserati, and I want to thank everybody who's dropped off all of the toys for the Marines here this morning. You just took a picture with a bunch of people, the Norwood Fire Department.
And the combat vets. I got to say, they have the coolest vets.
Yeah.
Yes.
Round of applause for the combat vets who brought a whole bunch of toys. Thank you, guys. Merry Christmas. Thank you for your service. The gigantic pile of toys.
I think this will break a record.
I think it's way
more. Our record was 2015.
What was it?
In 2015, we had the most toys. That was the most we ever did. And this looks really close. And we have another hour. I think we're going to beat it.
Yeah. No, I think I honestly think more so than ever, the generosity of the greatest radio audience ever in the history of radio is showing itself with all of these toys. Now, I am told that did you graduate from Norwood High?
I graduated from Norwood High, and I was on the Norwood Stingrays swim team.
Okay. Oh, nice. So Ernie was on the Norwood High School swim team. I am told that one of the most famous...
The most famous Norwoodite, most famous guy from the Norwood Stingrays.
Wait, he was on the Stingrays?
Yeah, he was on the Stingrays. He's a pool rat.
I am told that our next guest I wasn't told that he was
Father Max. He was a pool rat at Father Max.
But Dickie Barrett. See how old I am? How old am I? I brought Dickie Betts back for the show. Shu, your favorite artist. Dickie Barrett is joining us right now, and we'll find out whether or not Ernie was a good swimmer or not. Hey, Dickie.
Dickie Betts is dead.
I know. I'm bringing him back. I'm bringing him back for Christmas.
What a jinx, huh, kid? That was just...
Yeah, it's a jinx.
What a jinx. You don't have one of the Allman Brothers on your show.
Listen, we'll take anybody at this point.
Yeah. Ernie, wait a minute. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for calling in.
Who's on the fire department these days?
Well, we got Ernie. Jimmy.
I don't know if Ernie knows. Ernie, do you know anybody on the fire department?
On the fire department, they were just here. Phil retired, so I don't know the new fire chief. I know the new
chief. What?
Chief Maurice.
You know, I left you in charge there. You're supposed to know everybody in Norwood.
That's true. That's true. Being Dick, the second most famous guy from Norwood.
Dickie, how was...
fair to say, what about Richie Hebner?
No, I haven't seen him in this town in a while.
Baseball great Richie from the Pittsburgh 1970s. We are family Pittsburgh Pirates.
Oh, yeah, well, there you go. Sister Sledge. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. And I would argue that Ernie is probably more famous than I am.
How was Ernie on the swim team? How was he as a swimmer?
Well, Ernie is just a couple of years older than me, and I was not very good at very much. They gave me a bathing suit and let me hang around because I was fearless, and I was good for spirit. But Ernie wasn't even the best swimmer in his family. They were better swimming box. Ernie
We come from a long line of good swimmers. As a matter of fact, Craig, like you saw me swim.
When they go to Martha's Vineyard, they actually swim.
I did see Ernie swim. Ernie had a race.
We had a race.
Who was that against?
Girls versus boys.
Yeah. Who was that?
After the
Miss
broadcast.
Bikini pageant. Yes. Yes.
Yes. And I thought that we would kill the girls. And they beat us because our guy swimmers were weak.
Well, because they were weak.
They were weak.
Because they were weak. Dickie.
Ernie, how was everything?
Everything's great over here.
Everybody's excited about the throwdown, the 21st annual throwdown, Mighty Mighty Boston
throwdown at the House of Blues. Thank you for peddling that, and I just want to say thank you for all the good things that you do. And I think that's lost and that's missed, whether it's this toy drive or your music drives or other things that you're involved in. You're a true humanitarian, and I'm proud to be a fellow Norwoodite and a friend of
yours. Yes,
thank you, Dickie. Thank you very much.
That's the God's honest truth.
Hey, Dickie, what is...
As we hang up, I'll get back to busting your balls like I do by text message. But
Dickie, what's your favorite Christmas song?
Radio station, WAAF.
No. Dickie, thank you. Dickie, you're good. What is your favorite Christmas song, rock and roll-wise, version-wise?
I think it's probably you got to go with 2,000 Miles or maybe the Pogues. There's the story of New York, Fairy Tale of New York. Is great. It was Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank. If a song starts like that, then it's hard to argue its greatness.
I forgot about 2,000 Miles, though.
Pretenders.
That's a tremendous song. We actually covered it a few years back.
Nice.
Didn't you guys cover the Dogmatics? It Sure Don't Feel Like Christmas.
That's a good one too. Yes, yeah. We did. That was the first Christmas song we did. Yeah. Then we wrote one called This Time of Year, and then we have a tendency to mess up a few every year, and that's but I would go for rock and roll. I'd go 2,000 Miles probably.
Wow. Nice.
I know a great one. These kids from out by the Worcester area called Color Killers. And when I say kids, they're like 9-year-old punk
rock
kids.
Yes, we had them. They played live on the show.
They're tremendous, right?
Yeah, they're awesome.
Yeah, they're
from like the Marlboro area.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they just recorded a song called Nothing for Christmas, which is an old like 50s song. And they revved it up like they do with it sounds like the Ramones, Meet the Toy Dolls. And there's a cameo special guest appearance by an older punk rocker on it, and I'll get you a copy of that as soon as possible.
That's awesome. Who's on it?
Who's on it? Yours truly.
Wait a minute. We have to know what color, because we had them in the studio playing live a few months ago, and so we have to know. Did you go red and green for the season with the hair, or did you?
We trimmed our hair in honor of Color Killers.
Yeah.
Nice. You know, they've been playing Clueless a lot lately on cable. You guys were great.
I think it's some sort of an anniversary or something.
Yeah, you were great on Clueless.
Well, Danielle would know about that. Is there an anniversary or something for
Probably.
Clueless?
Probably. Hold on.
Hello, Danielle.
Hi, Dickie. How are you, bud? I haven't seen you in a hot minute.
Are you having fun there?
I'm always having fun here.
Isn't Ernie a great host?
The best of hosts.
No, I'm not kidding. He laughs, but I'm not kidding.
All right,
yeah,
are there?
Clueless is like 25 years old, and you know, it's strange because I'm like 30. I'm like 30 if you have no brain at all.
Are there still tickets available throwdown wise? Do you know?
Very limited tickets. And thank you for being involved, Ernie. We're actually, our charity this year is Ernie Bach's Charity Music Drive.
And thank you, Dickie. We really appreciate
that.
Thank you
for all the years that you've been so generous to whatever it is, whatever we're raising money for. Ernie's always steps up. We're starting to sound like a couple of smaltzy Norwood guys.
Where's the one final question from me, Dickie? Where is the best breakfast to be had here in Norwood?
Is the Tom Diner still going?
Town Square Diner. Yes, it is. Town Square Diner.
Town Square Diner, right next to the movie theater. That's the place we used to go. And it was great because it didn't matter how drunk you were, they would still serve you.
Well, what diner doesn't? That's
it,
yeah.
All right. That's why they're called diners.
How about a round of applause for Dickie Barrett? Thanks, Dickie.
Thank you, Dickie.
Hey, Ernie. Hey, everybody at AF. Lots of love to Norwood. Take care. Keep up the good work, everybody.
All right. Merry Christmas. All right. There's Dickie
Merry
Barrett.
Christmas.
All right. Dickie Barrett, it is 9:44. And who knew that Dickie Barrett was on the swim team? Yeah. At
Dickie
Norwood?
Barrett and Dickie Barrett's mom and my mom used to hang out all the time. My mother died last year, but they hung out all the time, and they loved wine.
What wife did?
They were funny. Let me tell you, Dickie's mother is incredible after a couple glasses of wine.
I'm sure she is. Yes.
Ernie, swimming question. To be a legit swimmer, could you do the butterfly?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Butterback, breast, and free. Individual medley.
The butterfly torture.
All right. I think it's time for Santa Bach to go to the Bach Christmas tree. And to give some Christmas gifts out. And so everybody who has come and dropped off a toy and hung out and had free breakfast this morning has filled out an entry blank, and we got all of them here. And Ernie is gonna dig through and select our winners.
Okay. We'll make this quick. We'll make this easy. And we have actual cash.
Yes. Nice cash.
All right. Yes. For $250 in cash, Colin.
Oh, geez, Ernie, really? Colin. Oh, my God.
Shimon's Finnegan.
Navid? Navin? David?
Colin? Do you have to? What's the rule? Do you have to be here to win?
Do
we have a? Is that a rule? Does anybody know?
We need an ID.
I know. So do we have a?
Is Colin here? David. David.
Do we have a rule on the ruling on this?
I don't know. Annette Hassifuss.
Annette
Hassifuss.
Annette.
Annette.
Okay. Annette is a frequent contributor to my Facebook page.
I got to take responsibility for my people. I told them this shouldn't happen. Let us regroup. Give us a couple minutes.
We don't have a couple minutes.
This is it.
Okay.
Well, wait. Hold on a second. Wait. Let's figure out how you want to do it.
No. I just want to. Yeah. Paul Cossatt.
Okay.
Right here.
Round of applause. What does Paul want?
Paul has won $250.
$250.
Tom McGee.
Is Tom McGee here?
Mr. McGee.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got a McGee.
We got Tom McGee. All right, give Tom a round of applause.
We got
$250.
Nice. $250.
Mark Bishop.
Oh, Bish won something for crying out loud.
$250.
$250 for Bish. Bish got $250. And he beat me by 1 minute in the 5K. One whole minute.
Steve Monaco.
Steve Monaco's from 7-Eleven. Is he still here? I don't know if he's still here or not. Okay.
Too bad.
Okay.
Hey, Ernie, have you been to Monaco?
No, I haven't.
That's me and Richie's Bucket list trip.
Nice.
Assholes.
Oh, we should go, kid.
Okay.
What are you two like? You're like you and Richie are like Morgan Freeman and Jack Nicholson, where you go on bucket list trips together like this.
Yeah. 500 cash. Sean Kalter.
Sean Kalter.
Oh.
What did he win? How much was that? Santa Buck, how much was that?
500. 500.
500.
See, Gabriella.
See, it pays to give. This is why it pays to do nice things.
Yeah, that was fun. Just, that was good.
You pay it back. Yeah. Okay. All right. $500. All
you
right.
Have anything left?
Yeah. Okay. What do we have left over there?
We got a buyer's jersey. It's a number 30.
We have one envelope.
Another 500.
Okay. I didn't ask how much. I asked. Uh-huh. If we have anything left. Okay. Oh. This is a longtime person from Norwood.
Okay.
Which was on the fire, was on the police station.
Yeah.
Stopped me a few times, never gave me a ticket.
Yeah.
And I really appreciate that. Elaine Kujas.
Elaine. Oh, give Elaine a big round of
applause. $500.
Nice job, Elaine. Santa Bach is making a lot of Christmas dreams come true. This is great.
Thank you. And as a matter of fact, I think I asked her sister out for years, and she would never go out with me.
She will now.
Yeah, right?
She would never go out with me. I took her to the junior prom, and that was it. She never talked to me again.
Yeah. Same.
It's all coming back to me.
I had the same problem with Melissa Philbrick.
Wow. Did you really?
Yeah, now she's married to the pool magnate.
Yeah.
All right, what do we got next?
Karen Kujas was her name, I think. Is that your sister's name?
My sister.
Karen would not go out with me.
Would you pretend to be your sister for Ernie's presence? Okay.
Gabriella, right. One more?
Yes, one more cash.
Okay, here we go. John.
No, Joe. That's a
Joe.
Joe.
Oh, geez, Ernie, really? Yeah. Joe Rainier?
Joe Rainier. Is Joe here? Give Joe a round
of man.
Nice job, Joe. Merry Christmas from Santa Bach. Oh, wait a minute. You're donating it back?
Oh,
that is
nice.
To the donation in memory of
the
Billy
amazing
Glenn.
Greg Hill Foundation.
That's fantastic. Right. Thank you. That is fantastic.
Appreciate it.
That was that was a Christmas moment.
That was a Christmas moment.
That's awesome, fantastic. Right? Donating that back. Thank you. He wanted to do that in memory of Billy Glenn. So thank you so much.
Kiss
sir.
Tickets?
Yeah. Woo!
Kiss tickets. Yes, we have Kiss tickets.
Kiss tickets.
This is Tuesday, March 26th at the TD Garden. Kiss.
Jeff Lawn.
Yeah! Oh, it's high-pitched voice Jeff. All right, give him a round of applause.
Wow,
he's a regular
kiss
caller.
Ticket.
That's fine. That's fine. Regular listener. That's
okay, one more. One more for tonight's STP show. Very rare occurrence. Very rare acoustic show. VIP, food, booze, picture with the band, then see the show. Completely sold out. Literally the last tickets. Here we go.
It's at the Norwood Space Center.
At the Norwood Space Center. It's kind of like a warehouse. It's really cool.
I'll give you a heads up on security. I'm Lyndon Byers. I used to play with the Bruins. I know Ernie.
Nope, none of that will work.
Oh.
Oh, come on, Ernie. Oh, yeah, this is terrible handwriting. Kyle Cullen?
Is Kyle Cullen here?
No. Kyle Cullen?
All right, right here.
Whoa,
go, give me a round of applause. All right, Kyle, you're going to see STP Acoustic.
STP tonight in Norwood, Massachusetts.
With the new lead singer.
Yes, Jeff Gutt. He's awesome.
And then we also have a pair of Dropkick Murphys tickets for Saturday, March 16th.
Nice.
Wow.
Okay.
Right now?
Yeah.
Right now?
Yeah. Yeah.
This will be sold out in
absolutely.
A month.
Kenny mentioned the show at the Songus.
Okay. Here we go. Amy Sad.
Amy happy. Amy was sad. Now she's happy. All right, Amy. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. All right.
Over there.
Santa Bach, nicely done. Yes. Unbelievable.
Thank you.
So I want to, I know Ernie wants to say the same. I want to thank everybody who came out this morning. You guys are incredible. You're so generous. In no particular order, I want to thank the Marines. I want to thank all of the listeners who dropped off toys here for the Marines this morning, and there's been hundreds of you. I want to thank the Norwood Police, Norwood Fire. The combat veterans. I want to thank I want to thank Service Master, who just pulled in with a huge service truck full of toys. So thanks to Service Master. I want to thank the talented, marvelous Natalie Jolly, who was incredible today. I want to thank Can Man, yes, yep. I want to thank you.
Ken Casey.
I want to thank Ken Casey, Tim from the Dropkicks.
I want to thank former Boston Bruin Lyndon Byers for making it to the broadcast today.
Yes, yes. All the way to Norwood.
Yes, yes.
You know, I love you guys. Merry Christmas. Yes.
I want to thank our radio station staff who works hard all year putting things like this together.
Thank you.
And our engineering staff, Lou and everybody. Give them a round of applause. Adam Ralston, his team. Everybody over there. Kayla Cummings. I want to thank Kayla Cummings from Naked and Afraid. And that'll do it. I think that's it. So
that's it.
That's the last show of 2018.
On to 19.
And we'll be back. We will be back in the new year. And it's been an amazing year. I want to thank everybody who supported the show all year long, supported the Greg Hill Foundation all year long. And we're off to recharge the batteries, as they say, for a brief vacation. But Merry Christmas to everybody. Merry Christmas. If you missed anything this morning, you can hear it as a part of the full show podcast, which you can get for download at any time at WAAF.com or via the radio.com app. So full show podcast available at all times, and that is almost all of the shows when you go to WAAF.com. Santa Bach, thanks for having us.
Thank you, Greg.
We'll be back again next year. And coming up next, it's the WAAF Workday Blitz. Thank you for listening.